A letter drafted by five Fort Wayne City Councilmen to Mayor Tom Henry has been causing quite a bit of stir. So to learn more and set the record straight, we are joined by one of those councilmen, Tom Didier. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Kayla. How are you?
I am doing well. I'm glad you're with us because you are one of the five councilmen who drafted this letter. For folks who are maybe just learning of this story, what did the letter say in a nutshell?
Well, for me personally, mine was mostly because, Mayor Henry didn't acknowledge the city council at all in regards to this. Once again, we get a surprise and we don't even know that this is happening. We are the physical body of the city of Fort Wayne. And, you know, we all personally believe, at least, you know, us who wrote it, the five that wrote it, mm-hmm. believe that we should have been better informed in knowing this, because we are looking at a $200 incentive for doing what he was asking the employees, if they chose to do.
Yeah, let me read a portion of that letter for listeners of specifically what you're talking about, Councilman. It says, and I quote, "Last week, you announced a new benefit for city employees in the form of direct cash payments to employees who disclose their vaccination status to the city. This benefit was not discussed with city council, the fiscal body of our local government." Now, Councilman, the mayor has since responded to this letter. And if folks want to read the letter in its entirety, they can do so online at wowo.com. But basically, Mayor Henry's office claimed that your approval, the council's consent, was not needed. What say you to that rebuttal?
Well, I understand that, from his standpoint. But at the same time, it would have been probably a little more cordial, mm-hmm. let's say, if he would have taken the attempts to contact all of us. I mean, he didn't. I don't believe he even contacted the Democratic colleagues of mine. Granted, we wrote this as a Republican letter to mm-hmm. The mayor, but the Democratic colleagues, if I'm correct, were not contacted either. And again, we were speaking out because we felt that, we need to be better informed of just a decision of this magnitude should probably have been at least, visited or talked to us so that we knew that it was coming instead of being blindsided.
Well, what I find interesting is he also did say that, quote, members of the body had indeed been notified in advance of this incentive program, if you will, which, by the way, Councilman, we have reached out to the mayor as well to chit-chat with him to try and clarify some things. But you're saying you were never notified.
I was never notified. No.
Let me ask you this. No. There was also questions raised over where the funds for this $200 incentive would be coming from. And the mayor said that money would come from the group health insurance fund. Comments on that as well?
Well, I mean, everybody has those. I mean, most people do, mm-hmm. The insurance aspects of, I'm not going to divulge the amount, but I have an amount that I have that it can be utilized for, different prescriptions, whatever it might be, and you can utilize that fund. And I'm assuming that that's what the mayor is talking mm-hmm. about. Again, I have yet to have a phone call conversation with him in regards to this, so I can't truthfully answer the question because I'm not absolutely positive of what he's really wanting to do here. So for me, it's once again, I'm just trying to just grasp it because I don't understand why he could have easily just picked up the telephone or wrote a letter to me. I've tried to be extremely congenial with the mayor in regards to many other projects and situations over the past 14 years. And this is just one more issue that I have that I just want to know. It's nothing personal. I'm not anti-vaxxer or whatever. Mm-hmm. But let people choose. And that's really what I was looking at. And, to me, to throw out $200 was, kind of disingenuous in the aspects of, let the people choose what they want to do. And because the state law set that up, especially for state and governmental employees this past spring. So when you start doing something of this nature without any regards to the city council. I mean, we don't know what's going on. So it's like, we're, again, like I said earlier, we're kind of blindsided. And I just really, all I wanted to do was just know some of the portions of the letter. You know, you have to sign the whole letter. And, you know, my other colleagues may have been more boisterous than I would have been.
Mm-hmm.
I've always tried to be a balanced person when it comes to things. And, you know, all I want to do is know. Kayla, that's really what the bottom line is. That way I'm not sitting there on the sidelines going, well, I didn't know that play was coming.
Right. Yeah, you and me both. I think a lot of people are trying to grasp all the information. Well, like I said, Councilman, we've also reached out to the mayor, so we'll see if we can get him on here to try and bring some clarity to the situation as well. In the meantime, we appreciate your time.
Kayla, you take care and thank you and God bless, and you do a wonderful job.
Ah, thank you. Right back to you. God bless.
Podcasts by Federated Media.